Dr. Dean Finelli. He, of course, a patent regulatory transactional attorney in the nation's capital's office of Cooley LLP, and, of course, one of the best, focusing on issues related to the development, protection, and the commercialization of biotech and pharmaceutical products, vaccines, and everything else very important. And we welcome Dr. Dean back to the airwaves. Sir, how are you? Hope you're well.
I'm doing well. Good to join you.
Great having you. Let's get first to J&J, Johnson & Johnson, Dr. Finelli. Where are we at in the process of that coming out in full here?
Yeah, so good news there. Johnson & Johnson submitted its data to the FDA. The FDA is now reviewing that. That'll be followed up by the external committees reviewing the data to make sure it's safe and effective. But based on what's been published and the preliminary data, it looks like we could see Johnson & Johnson's vaccine authorized within the next couple weeks.
All right, so that's good news. That's a one-shot deal, correct? One shot, and we're good to go, and hopefully maybe it could be, from what I'm reading, on an annual-type basis is what you only like, the flu shot. You get a flu shot once a year. Same with this type of shot?
We just don't know. I mean, I keep saying every time we talk that we have to let the science dictate. We can't kind of just guess. So at this time, that's one of those questions where it's one of the most important questions, but, you know, we can extrapolate, kind of look at the decay of the antibodies and extrapolate out. But at this point, we just don't have the science to say whether this is going to be a one-shot thing. You know, if you think about it in terms of flu, that protection kind of wanes after about 6 months. On the other end of that spectrum, you know, a measles vaccine, that lasts for life. People, to guess, it's probably going to last a little over a year, maybe a couple years. But again, that's a guess. They're doing tests. Moderna will this summer see how a booster shot works. But at this point, we don't have kind of that definitive science to say we'll definitely need an annual shot. But we're looking at that currently.
All right. I'm going to jump around a little bit. CDC coming out now yesterday saying, you know what, two over one, two better than one. Two masks are going to be safer for you. So, you know, they come out regarding the results, I guess, of a lab experiment and everything else. All kinds of numbers here. But when all said and done, if you double mask, doctor, more than 95% of the particles blocked out. Give me your assessment on that.
Yeah, certainly, you know, it's been hard enough getting a lot of people to agree to wear one mask. So, but looking at that data, we do have data there, and the data does show that wearing two masks does protect about 95% from spreading the virus. So, yeah, if people will do that, that would be great. But again, we're still kind of arguing under these political circumstances of getting people to wear one. So, good science there, two works, but, you know, if you're not going to wear two, at least please wear one.
When the CDC comes out with this type of stuff, I have to assume it is because of the variants that are out there. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, there's virus, you know, viruses mutate. That's what we're seeing. That's what you saw, UK, South Africa, a little more contagious, 50% more contagious than what we're dealing with right now. So when I see reports of this nature come out, Dr. Finelli, are they basing it on some of the other contagions out there right now?
Yeah, so a lot of the problem here is, you know, typically when we're introducing a new therapeutic or a new vaccine, it's not under, obviously, a pandemic situation. So a lot of the science that we're learning is in real time. And the unfortunate problem with that is it's an iterative process. And sometimes, you know, you think you know something, you make a statement based on an educated guess on looking at the data. And then sometimes that turns out not to be the case. You know, go back last March, you know, we heard you don't need to wear a mask. And then we found out about the asymptomatic transmission, and then masks became very critical. So that's not really, you know, what I would call a mistake. It's just learning science. Similarly here, you know, as more data comes in, as people throughout the globe, scientists come up with new data, we're learning in real time. So to answer your question, yes, the CDC is doing these studies based on variants, based on science. And sometimes the science causes us to change directions a little. And I just want people to appreciate that and not think, okay, we're wrong, and kind of distrust science, because ultimately the science has to win out.
We're talking to Dr. Dean Finelli regarding what's happening out there with the vaccine and the masks and Johnson & Johnson. Now, you know, I always believe you go to the source in which you want to get things done. And now, you know, you're reading about, okay, so now ramped up production will take place at Pfizer and Moderna. Should have did that in the first place, my opinion. Listen, supply right now is not equating well enough to the demand. I'm just wondering why in the first place was that not put in motion, but apparently it will be now. So you're going to see a lot of mass production going on here. Give me your take.
Yeah, certainly. Again, you know, we're figuring things out as we go. We have about 28 million cases in the U.S. The distribution, about 65 million doses have been rolled out, distributed. 43 million people have been vaccinated. Of that, about 10 million people have been fully vaccinated. And the most important point is, you know, we're seeing the daily number of vaccinations go up. So we're hitting a little over 1.5 million people being vaccinated today. So, and that's, you know, compare that about 3 weeks ago, we were at about a million. So we are ramping up. Things are moving in the right direction. So I think people should be optimistic.
Very optimistic last week when the report came out regarding these pharmacies now. We'll have the doses and that to hand out. CVS, I know tomorrow, today it starts. You got three locations here on Long Island. But how much of a game changer? I think that's significant in my account of everything. But in your estimation, how significant is it for these pharmacies now to take a little bit of the control?
Oh, I think that's just great news. I agree with you. I think it is a game changer. One of the things we're seeing was, not in addition to the distribution and the rollout being a little slower, it was actually getting the shots in people's arms. So that's going to have a huge effect, especially when you think about being optimistic about Johnson & Johnson with their authorization coming up. Once we get that out, the U.S. has 100 million doses of that on order, so we're going to need additional sites. So I agree with you. I think having these local pharmacies available to give these administrations is a game changer.
What about kids? Reading, they're not going to be eligible at all probably till next year. Is that a concern for you?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we want to get kids back to school as quickly as possible in a safe manner. And, you know, we're starting to see that with kids wearing masks. But as far as vaccinations go, the kids are a special class. They have to have their own trials. Trials are underway. Currently, there are no vaccines authorized for children under the age of 16, so trials are underway there. But again, we're probably looking at, you know, end of probably later this year, if not even into 2022, before we have authorized vaccines for children. So, but they are in the works, but that's, you know, going a little slower.
Finally with us, Doc, what about, you know, these vaccination sites, Citi Field opening yesterday, Yankee Stadium last week? You know, you have a lot of these arenas right now that are going to be housing the vaccination itself. You know, to me, those are great, but you still need the doses, you know, because we're not getting in copious amounts of people yet in order to get the shot. So in a way, it's good news, but still, it always comes down to the supply, right?
That's right. We need to get those doses up, and the Biden administration is looking at that. They're talking about having other pharmaceutical companies help out with the production, and we are seeing the manufacture of these vaccines go up. So I think, again, in real time, we're seeing new sites being available and the distribution, kind of those issues dealing with cold storage and shipment being refined and improved on. And also just generally the manufacturer is going in the right direction. I think last week we talked, there was about 15 million doses of each of these vaccines being made per week. So those numbers are going up as well. So we're moving in the right direction. But again, to your point, we do need to kind of keep pushing forward.
I haven't heard a lot regarding the AstraZeneca shot. And Oxford. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so AstraZeneca is, you know, they're still doing their trial in the U.S. If things continue to go in the right direction, they would probably be authorized in the April-May timeframe. Certainly, you know, we heard news yesterday that South Africa, where that one of the variants is predominant, they stopped administering the AstraZeneca vaccine. Personally, I think that was a mistake. I think it does work. You know, it may not be as effective as against that variant, but the good news is the other two authorized vaccines in the U.S. appear to be very effective, the Pfizer and Moderna, against these other variants. But to your question about AstraZeneca, you know, I think we keep pushing forward with that, looking at the science, and, you know, at least in the situation we're in now, the AstraZeneca vaccine from the data looks favorable, and if it continues in that direction, we could see an April-May authorization there.
Last one. Listen, you talk about herd immunity and getting back to some sort of normalcy. You know, we hear 70% will do it. The way things are going here, I don't even see it this year. Even into 2022, I see more compromise-type deals as we head into next year. In real time here, what does Dr. Fennelly see as far as, you know, once these inoculations are out, the supply is met with the demand? I mean, what are we looking at, Doctor, realistically, as we kind of peer down the road here?
Yeah, so we keep hearing about, you know, herd immunity, about 75-85%, which means we have to vaccinate about 250 to 280 million Americans. You know, and that's the U.S. You know, if you think about it, we're a global community. People, you know, you're in Japan, you're in India one day, the next day you're in the U.S. with the variant circulating. So this is, we have to keep that in mind. You know, as we, it's one thing to get the U.S. vaccinated. It's another thing to kind of get the global community vaccinated. So, you know, well, I'm still optimistic. I think, you know, in the September-ish timeframe, we should be back to some sense of normalcy in the U.S., but again, thinking about that in terms of, you know, traveling for business, traveling for vacation outside the U.S., we're well into 2022 before we're into, like, that back to normal, so to speak, on that global scale.
All righty. We'll keep an eye on things. Dr. Dean Fennelly, ladies and gentlemen, His situation of patent regulatory transactional attorney in the nation's capital, the office of Cooley, LLP, and of course focusing on the very important category of pharmaceuticals and their products, and especially with these vaccine deals coming out. We await J&J's shot, one-shot deal, and of course, hopefully, ramped up production as we speak regarding Pfizer and Moderna. Dr. Fennelly, as always, we thank you for your insight, and we look forward to the next time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, Dean Fennelly, checking in with us. Some important questions regarding what's happening. Again, it comes down to this, folks. It comes down to the supply, meeting the demand. It's great to open up Yankee Stadium. It's great to open up Citi Field. Listen, you can open up anything you want here, but you must have the supply of the shot in order to equate the demand. And a lot of people I know already, you know, that second shot is in play. A lot of people I know. So that is a good situation.